Okay, I wanted to finish up one small point. That's a big point, an important point, and then I wanted to begin the next sugya. Hopefully you got to it. So there's just a Rambam I wanted to learn with you. Very, very famous Rambam, very important Rambam, very fundamental Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Ches Halacha Zayin. And the Rambam tells us over here, when it comes to Malach of Dosh, the Malach of Threshing, Hadosh Kigro Geres Chaya Ve'ein Disha Ela Bigdule Karka. So Dosh is a Malacha. Now we have postulate number one, Ein Disha Ela Bigdule Karka. Dosh only applies to that which grows in the ground. Postulate number two, HaMefarek, he told us Hadosh. Mefarek, whatever that means, is a tolda of dosh. That's postulate number two. So dosh equals gidule karka. Mefarek equals dosh. And then the Rambam writes, Hacholev es habehema, chayev mishum mefarek. Vechen hachovel bechay, shiyesh lo or, chayev mishum mefarek, v'shiyat sarok ledam, shiyat mina chabura. And then din number three, is hacholev es habehema, if you milk a cow, or if you are chovel ba'adam, chovel means you extract, you do a blood transfusion, and you want the blood, you need the blood. So in those cases, that's going to be mefarek. So again, three statements. Dosh equals, requires gidule karka, mefarek equals dosh, and cholev slash chovel equals mefarek. And that, in one din after another, looks to be highly problematic because of a basic illogical, is an illogical syllogism over here. How can you tell me that dosh requires gidule karka, mefarek is dosh, and chovel and cholev is mefarek? After all, it would seem quite obvious and quite clear that animals are not gidule karka. What is going on in room three? Okay, so the Rambam would seem to be a little bit difficult because on the one hand you're telling me dosh requires gidule karka. On the other hand, you're telling me that mefarek is a tolda dosh and milking a cow is aser mishum mefarek. How can that possibly be? That's the question all the Rishonim ask on the Shitas HaRambam. The Magen Mishnah asks that kasha, and the Birkas Avram, who is the son of the Rambam, he also asks the kasha. So what is the simple answer? What's the obvious answer? This is what the Magen Mishnah suggests. How would you answer this question?
He says that cows are also gidule karka.
Oh, so one way to deal with it is to redefine gidule karka. Because I thought the question is premised, the havamina of the question is premised on what is gidule karka. Gidule karka means plants, trees, vegetation, because they grow in the ground. They grow from the ground. And the havamina of the question assumes that gidule karka is that which grows in the ground. If you grow in the ground, you're gidule karka. A cow does not grow in the ground. However, perhaps you could redefine the concept of gidule karka. Gidule karka doesn't mean it grows in the ground, but rather it is sustained from the ground. What do cows eat? Cows eat vegetation. And therefore, while they don't grow in the ground, they're sustained from the ground, and that's sufficient to be classified as gidule karka. Human beings eat fruit, and they eat vegetation, and they eat cows. And therefore, they too indirectly draw their sustenance from the karka. And as a result, humans are also called gidule karka. And that is one simple way of resolving the Shitas HaRambam by redefining the term gidule karka. That's one possibility. If you take a look, however, at the last page in your packet, and item number 11, and you look at the Birchas Avram, Simen Yud Ches, so he writes the following. He says, that which people ask, second line, Ein disha ela gidule karka, ein ro'i lemi sheyavin inyan. This whole question is unfit for anyone who knows what they're talking about. The whole question doesn't even get started. Why? Because maybe inyan ha'av. If you understand what an av is, the question doesn't get off the ground, because if you understand an av ume'eino v'told us so, no question, there's no kashal ha'kshosa klasha tolda af al pishihi domer le'av. Even though the tolda is similar to the av, eino lo ha'av v'lo me'eino av. It's not the Mefarik is dash, rather, it's the Mefarik is a tolda did dash. And as such, the tolda is not going to be restricted by the definitional requirements of the Av Malacha. When it comes to the Av Malacha, yes, ein disha ela bigdule kaka, but there is a tolda, and the tolda is not circumscribed by the definitional restrictions of the av. The tolda has a life of its own, and just because ein dosh ela bigdulei karka, yesh mefarek shelo bigdulei karka, yesh chaliva shelo bigdulei karka. So what emerges is that according to the Birkas Avram, cows are not gidulei karka. Only vegetation is gidulei karka, but the tolda doesn't have to match with the definitions of the av. And that really yields, again, the fundamental idea that we've been trying to develop. And that is, again, a tolda, the offshoot of the av. So how do we see that? If the av is a category, and then the tolda too is within that category, then it could very well be that the tolda is going to be subject to the definitional requirements of the Av Malacha. Because it's all really the same. It's all one and the same. If, however, you assume that the Av is a Maisa, and now there's a Xeris HaKosa that teaches us that there's a new Maisa that's similar to the Av, but it's not tautological with the Av, it's not identical with the Av, so then already it has its own independent existence, and now just because Ein Disha L'Gidulei Karka, but you can have Chaliva, and you can have a tolda that is not Gidulei Karka. Okay, any questions on that?
Rabbi, do you mind just going over it one more time quickly?
I don't mind going over it one more time quickly. So we're suggesting there's a fundamental machlok as how to understand this Rambam. Does the Rambam maintain, when the Rambam says Chaliva is Asur Mishum Mefarek, what exactly is he saying? Is he assuming that, yeah, the tolda matches the av exactly? And just like the av requires gidulei karka, the tolda requires gidulei karka, and cows are called gidulei karka because they draw their sustenance from the ground, and the tolda is inextricably linked to the av malacha? Or do we say no? Is that the tolda has independent existence? The tolda is a new mechayev, is a new iser, and not subject to the same definitions as the av malacha. Just because ein disha gidulei karka, you can have the tolda being not with gidulei karka, and that of course is the position of the Birkas Avraham. Okay, let us move on now to the next sugya. How far did you get? Did you guys get through Tosas by any chance? Anyone get through Tosas? Okay, fine. So we go slow. We go slow. So we have a Gemara. Let's open up the Gemara in Datsadi Vavma base. Again, this is a new topic, but very much related and very, very fundamental. And we are building really, really crucial blocks so that when you get out of quarantine, Bez Hashem, next, and we were in Shir live for the first time on Sunday, we'll be able to really get into that, you know, start the first Mishnah, finally. But we're building very, very important building blocks. So there's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Datsadi Vav Med Beis. And the Gemara discusses the 39th of the Avos Malachos, which is the Malacha of Hotzah. Hotzah means when you take an object from inside to outside. The Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And then there's a Tolda. And the Tolda is the exact opposite of that. Hachnasa, when you go from outside to inside. So the Gemara says, I don't understand what's the difference between Hotzah and Hachnasa. Going out, outside or going inside, what's the difference? Miu, hotzah av. Hotzah is the av, hachnas is the tolda. Fine. But michdi, ahomachayv, ahomachayv. What difference does it make? If I violate both of them, bishogeg, I bring a korban. If I violate both of them, bemezid, I'm chayv skila. What exactly is the difference? Either way, it's an iser doraisa, ahama chayv, ahama chayv. Therefore, amai korle high ab, amai korle high tolda. Why is one called an ab and one called a tolda? What is the fundamental difference between the two? And the Gemara teaches us nafka mina. The difference between the two is the following. Now listen carefully. Di'i ovich ste ovos bahade hadodi. Inami ste toldos bahade hadodi. Mechayiv tarti. The ovid av the tolda diday lo mechayiv elechada. So the Gemara says there is a fundamental difference in an av and a tolda. If you do two separate and distinct ovos, borer and tochen, how many karbanos yichayev? Yichayev two karbanos. One for borer, one for tochen. If you did a tolda of borer and a tolda of tochen, how many karbanos yichayev? Two karbanos. However, if you did a av malacha of borer and it's tolda, a tolda of borer, then you're only going to be chayiv one malacha. In other words, the difference in an av and a tolda is if you do an av and it's tolda, so apparently you're only going to be chayiv for the av, not for the tolda. Av v'tolda diday, you're only chayiv achas. That is the position of the chacham. So the Gemara continues. Ule Rabbi Eliezer. What about according to Rabbi Eliezer? Demechayev atolda b'makom av. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that position. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you did an av and it's tolda, you'd be chayev twice. So now, what is the definition? What's the difference between an av and a tolda? So the Gemara answers a seemingly non-answer. Why is one called an av and one called a tolda? After all, they're both Yisurei Daraisa, Chayv Skila, Chayv Karbanos, and if you did an av and it's tolda, you're still going to be Chayv twice. So what's the difference? So says the Gemara, Hach Dahave Bamishkon Chashiva, that which is in the Mishkon, and is a davar chashuv, kari le'av, that is called an av. Hach, delo avi b'mishkan chashiva, if it is not a significant act in the Mishkan, kari le, lo kari le'av, then it's not an av, it's a tolda. Inami, hach t'ksive b'kra, av, hay delo k'sive k'ra, tolda. So says the Gemara, this is not really a nafkamina, but as a matter of labeling, what do we label as an av? What do we label as a tolda? If it's a chashuv act in the Mishkan, Rabbi Eliezer says we label it an av. If it's not a chashuv act in the Mishkan, meaning it's not something that is significant in the Mishkan, then it gets labeled as a tolda. But fundamentally, an av and its tolda, Rabbi Eliezer says is chayv twice. Now, if I were to ask you just quickly, what is the logic and lumdus of Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Shmuel?
That the toldos are really just additional examples. It's not subcategories.
Well, I don't like the word examples. I don't like the word examples. I think you're saying correctly.
There are additional malachos on the list of the 39.
Meaning, okay, so what you're saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the told is a separate isser. It's a separate Isser, has a life in and of itself. It is independent of the Av, and it's a separate shame Isser. Whereas, according to Chachamim, when you do an Av and a Tolda, it's like doing an Av over and over and over again. If you did Bora 10 times, you Chayv once. So if you did Bora and it's Tolda, you're also going to be Chayv once again. I think that ties into our prior discussion, but we're going to take it a little deeper. Okay, please open up quickly. I want to move. I want you to take a look at the Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's on the sheet number 7. Again, this Gemara really parallels. It's exactly the same as the Gemara we just said, but I want to just read it to get to our Tosa. So I'm going to read it quickly. The Gemara says, Avos Melachos Arbaim Chasa Achas, Avos Michlal Dika Toldos, Toldos Sim Kayotze Ben. The Toldos are exactly like the Av. Losna av chatas, losna tol de chatas. Losna av skil, losna tol de skil. They're exactly the same. So therefore, my ika ben av le tolda. So what's the difference in an av and a tolda? The difference is, according to Chachamim, if you did an av and it's tolda, you only chayv for the av. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, hach de havi b'mishkan chashiva kari le av. Hach de lo havi b'mishkan chashiva lo kari le av. Okay, that's the Gemaras. Now, I want to now get into Tosas. We're going to learn Tosas today, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. But again, our discussion tomorrow will begin assuming you know this Tosas cold. So stay with me on Tosas. Rabosai, let us begin. In order to be Chayiv Skila for Chil Shabbos, what are the prerequisites to be Chayiv an Onesh Bezdin? Any Onesh Bezdin, what are the prerequisites?
Amazing what you were doing.
You have to be mazed. Yes, what else?
Be mazed, you need a warning and you need to wait.
Yafet. You need it to be mazed with Aiden and a warning. How do you say warning in Lashon HaKadosh?
Hasra.
You need Hasra. Okay, here's the question. Here is the core and fundamental question. I'm about to milk a cow. Chaliva b'Shabbos. Someone sees me and says to me, hey, Isaacson, you're not allowed to milk cows on Shabbos. And he gives me Hasra. Does he have to mention, Jesse, can't do that on Shabbos? Does he have to tell me Chaliva is Usur? Or does he have to mention the Av Malacha of Dosh? Do we have to be Masre Atolda B'Shem Ha'av? Do we have to mention the Av in the Hasra? And this is the discussion that Tosas has. Take a look. It's the last Tosas on that photocopy. Ulu Rabbi Eliezer Amai Kori Le Av. Why are we calling it an Av? Vim Tomar. Within Rabbi Eliezer. Venema, why don't we give a Nafkamina? Nema de nafkamina le'inyan hasra. There should be a nafkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer as far as hasra. What? What's the difference? Even Rabbi Lazar, who says you're mechayev atolda b'makom av, why don't we say shitzarech lahasros atolda mishamav? That when you do the tolda, the hasra has to identify and mention the av malacha. As we see, kida arminan b'perek tolin, because on daf kuf lamed chesam and aleph, the Gemara says explicitly, wants to know, mishamer mishumai masrim be. If I'm about to strain out, I have grapes, and I'm straining the grapes, the juice is coming out, the dregs are staying on top, and that's usur on Shabbos. What malacha am I violating? The Gemara asks, when you give hasra'ah, mishamer mishumai masrinan bay. What hasra do you give? Rabba amar mishum borer. Rabbi Zera amar mishum merake. Those are two malachos. Borer and merake. So as Tosis, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a nafkamina between an av and a tolda. What's the nafkamina? An av, when you give hasra'ah, you have to mention the av. A tolda, when you give Asra, you don't mention the tolda, you have to mention the Av. So in that sense, a tolda is different. It's not just its own independent Isser. You give Asra on the tolda, B'Shem Ha'av, and that's why the Gemara wants to know, Mishamer Mishumai Masrinam Be. Is it Mishum Borer, or is it Mishum Merakid? Mayor, yes.
So if you give Hasra for a tolda, but you accidentally say the wrong Av, is that considered proper Hasra?
Meir, fantastic question. So that is what you just asked, beautiful, is exactly the first answer of Tosis. Excellent. Mavish, excellent. So says Tosis, no, you can't prove from that Gemara, as Meir just pointed out, that you have to give Hasra in the name of the Av. All you can prove is, listen carefully, is you can give Hasra in the name of the Av. But if you're going to mention the Av, you better get the right Av. Says Tosas, V'yesh Lomar, D'hachi Parich. This is what the Gemara means to say over there. Mishumai Masrinan Bey. What's the Hasra Shuchayev? Rabba Ar Mishum Borer. Aval Hisrba Mishum Arake. Says Rabba, you don't have to do Borer. But if you said the Av, and you got the wrong Av, you said Merake instead of Borer, Potter, then he would not be Chayev. Why? The Kevan Shuhu Masre Bedavar She'en Adome. Since you're getting Hasra, and it's the wrong Av, and it's not exactly similar to what he's doing. So what do I say? I'm straining. I'm supposed to get Hasra of Borer, but instead you say Merake. What do I think? You're out of your mind. This is not Merake. You're ridiculous. You're wrong. And therefore, Sarah Shemaligbo, I think you're making fun of me. You're just messing with me. You're just pretending there's mice on the floors. It's not real. You're just messing. So therefore, it's not a good Hasra. So I'm going to do the Avera without a bona fide Hasra. Ava. But if Hisrubo V'omar Al Tishamer, but if you just gave Hasra B'Shem Atolda, that would be good. In other words, answer number one. Tosas wanted to argue that according to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you have to give Hasra B'Shem Av. And where does he get that from? That command of Kuflam Ches Mishamer Mishumai Masrimbo. And he says, no, you can't prove from that command you need Hasra B'Shem Ha'av. Maybe you could give Hasra B'Shem Ha'Tolda. You can also give B'Shem Ha'Av, but if you give him B'Shem Ha'Av, you better get the right Av. Because if you get the wrong Av, then I'm going to not take you seriously. That's answer number one. 1 second, Gabi, answer number two. Answer number two. The old Yesh Lomar. You know what? Dezehu Shemitaritz. That which the Gemara says. Hach dahave bamishkan kari le'av. When the Gemara said in Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that which is in the Mishkan is called an Av. And if it's not in the Mishkan, it's called a Tolda. That's exactly what the Gemara means. The Gemara is saying, "Haftav Mishkan Kor Le'Av V'Tzarech LaHasros HaTolda B'Shma." That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that if it's Chashuv in the Mishkan, it's called an Av, and you have to give Hasra'a B'Shem Ha'Av. Indeed. It's exactly what the Gemara is saying within Rabbi Eliezer. You have to give Hasra B'Shem Ha'av. If you're doing a Tolda, the Hasra has to identify the correct Av. In other words, just to extract and mine the nugget, and with this we will move to our close. Again, I did this Tosas relatively fast, and it seems like none of you actually saw it inside, which makes it harder. But let's just, again, what's the issue? Tosas is bothered. Why don't we have within Rabbi Eliezer a simple nafkamina? What's between an av and a tolda? An av, you have to give ourselves from the av, and a tolda, you don't give ourselves for the tolda, you give ourselves for the av itself. Why is that not a nafkamina from Rabbi Eliezer? Indeed, there seems to be a Gemara that suggests just that. Answer number one, no. You don't have to give Hasra B'Shem HaTolda. In other words, Mitzvah B'Shem HaAv. In other words, the Tolda is a separate and distinct Isser. And therefore, you just need Hasra in the name of that separate and distinct Isser. That's it. The Av is an Isser. The Tolda is an Isser. For the Av, you master B'Shem Av. For the Tolda, you master B'Shem Tolda. That's approach number one. And therefore, there's no real difference between an Av and a Tolda. Approach number two. is no. The halacha is, when you give hasra'a for a tolda, you must mention the av. Why did the Gemara not mention that? It did mention that. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying when it says, hach tahavi mishkan kari le'av. That's called the av, and once it's an av, you always have to give hasra'a b'shem ha'av. So I'm about to ask you, Gabi Silver, bottom line, according to Rabbi Eliezer, do you have to give hasra'a when you're violating a tolda b'shem ha'av? What's your answer? What's your answer? I didn't hear you.
Yes, yes.
Incorrect. What's your answer, Gavi?
No.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Maybe.
Well, I don't like maybes. I like definitive answers. What's the answer?
Is it the first answer Tosfos gives?
No, the correct answer is, it depends on the two deos in Tosfos. According to the first approach in Tosfos, you need not be masre tolda b'shem ha'av. According to the second approach in Tosis, you must be masre tolda b'shem ha'av. It's a two days in Tosis, it's a suffix in Tosis. And what we need to do tomorrow is try and analyze and understand what is this machlokas within Tosis. What are they arguing about? When it comes to a tolda, do you have to mention the av? Do you not have to mention the av? Can you just mention the tolda? Again, this is very similar to things, concepts we've been doing, but I want to take it a step deeper. Why would you say you have to be masre only, not b'shem av, but b'shem tolda? What's the reason?
Not
b'shem av, b'shem tolda, because the tolda is a brand new separate iser, and it's separate and distinct from the av. If you have to be masre b'shem av, then somehow, no, the name of the iser is the av. And if that's the name of the iser, even if you're doing the tolda is just part of this category called the av. And therefore, you have to be masre b'shem av. We'll discuss it in more detail tomorrow. We'll show you a lot of other things that's perhaps, again, to expand your horizons. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, feel free to hang on. And if you don't, that is okay, too. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Have a good day, Robbie.
You have a better
Thank
one.
Thank you, Robbie.
I have a question.
Thank you, Robbie.
Go ahead, ask away.
Thank you so much.